Hello and welcome to the Admit One podcast. Today we have a legendary actor, director, and producer who you may recognize for playing some of the most legendary characters on stage and screen, including King Lear, Pope Benedict, and of course, Hannibal Lecter. Alongside him, we have the co-founders of Orange Comet, a premier Web3 entertainment company producing world-class NFTs and blockchain experiences. Together, they are here to introduce their collaboration, The Eternal, an NFT collection that will break the barriers of storytelling, creativity, and technology. Please welcome Anthony Hopkins, David Broom, and Dante Ferrarini. How are you guys? How's everything?
Good. Very good.
Well, you know, I want to start off with something personal, Tony. You know, I want to thank you personally. You probably don't know this, but I've been sober for coming up on 5 years. In the next 2 months. And really early on in my sobriety, I actually listened to a share that you gave. I believe it's on YouTube somewhere. And it was really interesting. It got me through a really long plane ride when I needed it. So I wanted to say that. Thank you for that personally, because that has meant a lot to me. And that was at a really tough point for me, and especially early on in my sobriety. And, you know, beyond all the acting and the amazing things that you've done for the planet, you've done that for me personally. So I'm forever grateful for that.
Well, let me tell you this. You've only just begun. I mean, this is a whole new life. And to survive the peculiar nature of addiction or alcoholism is a tremendous new life. And I look back over my life, I've had two lives. And so I tell everyone when they get newly sober that you ain't seen nothing yet, to quote Al Jolson. It is the greatest life you can have. I'm not saying, you know, life is tough. Life is rough. And we go through pain, and, you know, all that stuff. But it's like living in a different dimension. Anyone who laughs at that and scoffs at that, that's fine. That's their right. But it is a new dimension of living. And it's like a fourth dimension, and I've learned a great deal about, well, as much as I'll ever learn about myself. And it's interesting, and it is also a gift, believe it or not. It's a gift and a blessing. The gift is it drives you, pushes you forward, gives you power, and then it eats you alive unless you can find a way out of it. But it's a double grace, really. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, even I know a lot of times people talk about the gifts of sobriety. And honestly, you know, everything that I've done over the last, you know, 2 years with G Money and the NFT space, I really, really attribute to the fact that I was sober. Right. And the fact that I was able to kind of spot the opportunity and seize it. And it's just, you know, it's like, you know, it doing the work, and then, you know, good things come your way. So I try to kind of I do a Sunday gratitude post every Sunday on my Twitter to kind of help spread that, you know, attitude of gratitude as much as I possibly can, and by try to be a beacon of light within the industry that I've learned through sobriety.
Yeah. The one, and I don't want to go on, but the one thing I learned is you got to wake up in the morning, you say, okay, I'm awake, you take over. And at the end of the day, much obliged, thanks a lot, I'm going to sleep now. And that is more powerful than you can even expect, because that's the essence of the power that's within this. Jung called it the, you know, he was the big help behind all this movement. Unless we go through an emotional or spiritual shift, we can't survive. But congratulations.
Yeah.
And remember, you can't take credit for anything.
Thank you.
It's a good to you. Okay.
Great. And I'd love to kind of just, you know, obviously everybody knows you as this award-winning actor that, you know, you've been in Hollywood for decades. What was it like? What was your entry into Web3 like? You know, I think for the most part, we all in the space kind of foresaw something coming when you tweeted something a few months ago about NFTs, and, you know, you actually sent me a voice note, which I was super excited about, and, you know, and that was pretty amazing. But, you know, how did you find NFTs, and, you know, what was your entry into Web3 like?
Well, that happened just after the lockdown, and I was introduced to it during the pandemic. Rick Dugdale, director and producer of Zero Contact, he offered me a role in this film via Zoom, and I'd never ventured into this before, and the experience was a little peculiar because I was locked in a room. I was in a room in my house, and there's a man in the street with a van and all the optics, and little did I know that I'd be connected to people, other actors throughout the world, you know, actors I didn't even know or meet, and that was quite something, and told me that this could possibly be the future of everything, the future of films, the future of music, the future of goodness knows what. We are developing so much. And like, for example, MoMA, a Museum of Modern Art in New York, selling off masters, great painters, Picasso, all the great artists. And I thought that is quite extraordinary. Masters to buy NFTs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the role, the original role, was in an NFT film, you said?
That's right, yes. Produced and directed by Rick Dugdale.
Okay, has that released yet or no?
Yes, it has been.
Okay, all right, great. I'll make sure to check that out.
Yes.
But
you understand, for what? Me it was very, you understand, for me it was very new. Here I am, 84 years old, being brought into a network of a new technology that I didn't understand. So I'm very honored and very pleased to be part of this group.
And then after that, what really piqued your interest in, I guess, pursuing an NFT project of your own?
Well, I just thought I'd go along with it because I didn't know at the beginning what to expect. And it's just been... terrific. That's all I can say, really.
And G-Money, you know, sorry, Tony, let me just say one thing on this, G-Money. Tony, obviously, besides being this legendary, and he hates hearing these words, this iconic actor, he's an artist. Yeah. He's an amazing artist. And, his artwork sells in galleries and it's appreciated around the world. And it's just, I think it's such a natural connection to take, Tony, who started, was exposed into this world through Zero Contact, now bringing his art to life in Web3, blockchain technology, just a natural. And he had a great vision for us, which just blazed the path. Go ahead, Tony.
Mm-hmm. Well, through my friends here, Aaron Tucker.
How did you guys all get connected?
My niece and my wife, Stella. That's how I got started. And I'll tell you, just to jump back, we talked about my gifts and so on and so forth. Well, I figured out, because my wife told me one day, she said, paint. I said, well, I can't. She said, you can. Do it. I can't put you in jail if it fails. So I just painted. And then the same with music. I composed. I break all the rules, and yet my music sells. Now, I was just lucky enough to strike a chord with myself, to find out that we all have gifts, numerous stacks of gifts. If we, you've find that some are weak gifts, some maybe are not fully be developed, but we can develop gifts within ourselves, whether it's being an actor or a musician or an artist or a writer, whatever. We give it the chance, we challenge it, which brings out the inner ruler of oneself. You say, I can do this, try it, just go for it. And if it doesn't work, so what? It doesn't work, try something else. Become a jack of all trades, in fact. But so that's what I... So I'm jumping into this, into the NFT world, is something new for me. What is there to lose? What is there to fear? Well, there's nothing. Just go for it, because may as well live life as fully as we can. And as a creative, I'm a bit conscious about talking to myself. I tend to be a little bit modest about it, but... You know, an artist. Okay, so I am that, I suppose. A friend of mine, Stan Winston, who did Jurassic Park, saw my paintings one day and said, you should paint. And I pulled a friendly face. I said, well, I'm not a good painter. He said, just paint. So that's what I do.
And G-Money, we got introduced, as Tony mentioned, Aaron Tucker, who runs he's the creative director for Tony's art. Through just a very fortuitous relationship that we had, he had seen our work online as Orange Comet, And both Gloria and Emilio Estefan are part of Orange Comet. And they have a close friend, Bernie Heumann, who's a legendary producer in Vegas, and a dear friend of both Tony and Stella Hopkins. And it just kind of converged. Bernie Heumann was talking about, you know, us and Orange Comet and NFTs, and Aaron Tucker was talking about NFTs for Tony. And the next thing you know, Stella and I got on a call, and we just hit it off immediately. And of course, yeah, you know, I mean, they had me at hello. I don't think that's a surprise that, you know, that we're not going to be involved in a project such as this. And it's been beyond an honor for us. It's been, it really is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
And I just want to say one thing, G Money. Tony is talking about himself as sort of someone who's trying a few things and becomes a jack of all trades. And with all due respect, Sir Anthony Hopkins, you're an amazing individual. I was so proud to work on this because of what I knew about you as an actor. And of course, he's one of the most legendary actors. I know he doesn't like that, but it's true. And when I discovered the beauty of the artwork, as a creator, as an artist, the beauty of the artwork and the music. Now, Dave and I have also been musicians in a past life. And it's not something you can just try and say, I'm just going to compose some music. And if I fail, they can't put me in jail. The music is stellar. And in fact, we're using his compositions as the soundtrack to many of the animations. So we're embedding and integrating his artwork, sort of integrating within our work. And I just think it's a beautiful thing. So Jack of all trades, in my book, when thinking about Sir Anthony Hopkins, Tony, it's more like a Renaissance man, you know, like a Leonardo da Vinci, still one of the most important things of today.
Well,
so
for that, because I was so impressed when you used the music, and that was another discovery, that we can go against all the so-called rules and find what power we have in ourselves. I don't want to make it any mystery, but I am pleased that I have found these other gifts. And, you know, with aging, getting older, it becomes easier. You don't have so much fear about, oh, am I doing it wrong? Am I doing the wrong technique? I'm there. To hell with it, you know, just do it. Enjoy it. Live life. Act as if it is impossible to fail. And you're free.
Yeah, no, to me, it's like that's incredible to hear that from both sides, right? It seems like this has been a really collaborative process throughout. What's it been like to work with each other? You know, because, you know, how I assume you guys have been working together for, you know, it can't be much more than a year or two. So, yeah. So, what's that process been like working together on this?
Well, these guys do all the work. They do all the work.
Well, let me say that. Hold on, Tony. That's not true.
It's a collaborative process. That's what I mean.
Tony G Money.
Okay, go ahead.
Tony has a vision, and absolutely. I mean, this all stemmed from him. In fact, we recorded a Zoom, which I think we're going to put out some pieces to show the audience, you know, because it's fascinating. And we were hanging on to every word he was saying about what his vision is for this project and his philosophy basically behind it, not just visually, but the philosophy behind it. And Dante, who's our chief creative officer, he'll tell you, we walked away with chills because he gave us what we needed and a lot more to go off and start. And, you know, I've been working with celebrities for 25 years. You know, my background is intelligent film as a producer. And I will tell you some projects are just vanity, for a celebrity, but not with Tony, quite the opposite. He was passionate about this. He had a vision about this. He was learning this space, was pioneering it. And the fact that this 84-year-old icon is blazing this path, you know, for the masses, for yourself, me, Dante, in this space, it's a blessing.
Right.
Well, let me say one thing to not minimize myself, but I'd say this to people in my profession. when I say that Aaron and Stella and Tara have been principally the working body of this, it's like I say to actors, when you go on a film set, you've got a whole team of people, hundreds of people sometimes, carrying heavy equipment around, putting my face up on the screen. I don't do that. I show up and do my bit because that's my skill, but there's so many other skills. And that's what I value about this. And this is what I value about this whole new project. And for example, you're talking about the philosophy. Well, I'm fascinated by the idea, and my favorite archetype in the wonderful book you've shown, Dante, is the ruler, because we are born and we learn to grow and we begin to rule within ourselves, and then we dissipate and go back into the chaos. And I love that the archetype, because you see on the artwork that you've done is the chaos, and out of that comes light and government of self, and then gradually letting go and fading back or dissolving back, a dissolution back into chaos and then rebirth. That's what it's about. That's what Jung talks about all the time.
When we first got into this project, we were going to have a creative meeting with Tony and Stella. This was going to be our first sort of brainstorming meeting. And we were expecting to show some ideas, discuss things as we usually do. And we had no idea. When we got on the Zoom, we were regaled with a 40-minute, unbelievably genuine monologue. We were all in awe. And I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to amplify this in some strange way. Dave and everyone on our team will tell you, we recorded this and we listened to this speech many times. And I think it just came from your heart, Tony. It came from a genuine point. There was so much about history, philosophy, artificial intelligence, his past dealings, not hitting it on the nose with, you know, sobriety and addiction, but pointing to this sort of inner struggle, the fight beneath the fight, the man within the man, all of these thoughts. So for us, we walked away. Basically, he didn't point the finger, say, do this, do that. But he gave us everything in the most beautiful way, because we could go and interpret this and come back to him saying, here's some ideas that we've come up with based on everything that you've gifted us with. And from then on, then we got together, we photographed, we looked at mood boards, we worked together. I mean, Tony had the ability to say, yes, this is really something I feel personally, you know, aligned with. I can resonate with this. It was never something where, you know, we signed off and we went off, we did the work, and then that's it. We put Tony's name on it. I wouldn't feel good about it personally. I'm proud to say that, you know, he was able to sort of, you know, give us an initial direction and then take over from it. So yes, in a nutshell, that's about it.
Oh, so I guess then can we get into, I guess, a little bit about the project? So for those who don't know, the name of the project is called The Eternal. And can you go over the concepts of it and what it is exactly and the details of it?
Sure. So The Eternal Collection is really an interpretation of not just characters that Tony has played throughout his life as an actor, but also things that have personally sort of hit him, struggles and battles within his own life. And we thought we separated these into something that's really near and dear to him, which is psychology. There's all these references from, you know, philosophers and psychologists, psychoanalysts. And we put together 10 archetypes that sort of represent sort of these everlasting stories. You know, these are the sage, wisdom, the lover, the creator, the explorer, the ruler, and so forth and so on. And all of these represent pretty much one of the main stories of life that exist in our society today. The collection itself is 10 animations, 10 interpretations of these characters. Most of them are aligned not just with this sort of Jungian archetype, but also with some sort of leniency towards a role that he's played in a film. The Rebel is a nod to Hannibal Lecter, but it's only a little bit of a nod to it. I think it's mostly about the fact that, as Tony said earlier, he's lived life a little bit outside the bounds. He's always been a bit anti-establishment. Just do it. Just take a risk. And I think that the Rebel incorporates both of that, his real self and his actor roles that have you know, sort of put him in front of all of our eyes over time.
Yes. Well, I think I'll elaborate on that a little. The Rebel also represents me, because I rebelled against myself. I rebelled against my own inadequacies as a child, as a young boy. And I just broke out, and it was a significant moment, a sparking moment. One day, I won't go into the details of it, but I said, one day I will show you. It was to my parents. And my life suddenly took a leap forward. It seemed endless, but when I look back over it, it was a challenge to myself. And then you get to, it's like Shakespeare's Seven Ages of Man, you know, and all the world's a stage, for, you know, all the world's a stage. And that's what it was for me. And through the my tumultuous life, if you can call it, that doesn't mean that tumultuous, but I've been through problems, you know, as we all do. And now at this age of my life, to be here, joining NFT, I've learned one thing, that is to the dissolution of the past, the dissolution, the letting go of the anger and the rage and the challenge, which gets you there, but you let go of it in the end because it'll burn you out. And I've reached that, I think, fairly peaceful environment where I know what to do. And I, in my own work as an actor, I sit in the saddle of something much more powerful than I am. And it's a peacefulness that, you know, we create, we are born, we live, and we do all the things we want to do, and sometimes very bad things, we all make mistakes, but come to a point and say, okay, enough, just let go. And I get that sense of some inner peace every day now. I mean, I'm not saying I wake up all bright and breezy every moment, but I get a sense that everything... I do say that thing, as I say to you, G-Money. Get up, say good morning, you get in the driving seat, you take me where you want to go, and at the end say thank you very much, nice journey, see you tomorrow.
And I'll tell you, Tony, just to elaborate on that, G-Money, I mean, when you hear Tony, and you could see when he's just riffing like this, you pull nuggets out. You're able to get into his head quite easily. And that's what inspired this whole collection, is that, you know, we started with these archetypes, and Tony has a personal connection to them, either through his own real life experiences or through the characters that he's played over the years. And that's what we drew from to create this stunning visualness. I mean, the thing that we do at Orange Comet is really bring this in a way that we're trying to take Hollywood production and Hollywood style and bring it into Web3 NFT. And it's all driven by what, you know, what Tony has been able to give to us here and what Dante and our creative team have been able to really execute on.
Right. I think something really interesting about this is, you know, obviously with your wisdom, with being walking on the planet for so long, right, and being on planet Earth for 80 something years, and, you know, and obviously being sober, is like you have this life experience that you can share, right? Because I, you know, when you look a lot at the space, you know, you see, you know, it's a lot of young millennials and Zoomers, right? Like, so that, you know, there's definitely a difference in age, right? And I think the interesting thing about this is that you're partaking in the ecosystem, and almost like, I feel like partaking like your wisdom and your point of view of it, right? What, I guess a question I have for you, Tony, is what do you hope people experience by, you know, like what feelings do you hope they experience by experiencing the collection?
Experiencing the collection. Old guy in the community. tell you what comes to me, and youth can aim towards it if we are fortunate to live long enough, that finally wisdom, you know, I feel that I really know nothing. Finally, like Socrates, I know nothing. And it's true, because at the end of it, every day I look around, I think, what is this? That's my major thinking now. That's my major outlook on life, is what is this all about? Why are we here? It doesn't make
it's a humbleness easy. that you bring, Tony, to the
I look around and I think all life, and I'm here for a brief moment, and one day I'll go. And so I think, well, do anything at any age, just do it. Live. Like all these young people are creating this now, you know. It's an extraordinary event to be part of at my age. Because I should have snuffed it years ago. You know, the way I was living, I could have done you. You see, you're lucky because I could have done it. I could have just said, bye-bye, that'd be it. And through no choice of, well, my own choice of crazy behavior. But you get to a point and just begin to say, okay, what's the big deal? Well, I'm alive now. I have no control. We have no power. And that's the wonderful rule that we can live by. We have no power.
And, you know, and I think, Tony, sorry to just jump in on this, but I think what the takeaway is here is that, you know, he's 84 years old. He's the first person to do an NFT movie, a major release in Zero Contact. And now he's jumping into this space. You know, when we go to a celebrity, typically we'll approach a celebrity. And when we do that, if there's not passion there, it never works. In this case, Tony and Stella and Aaron and Tara, they wanted to do this. They wanted to come into this space. We didn't have to convince them at all. He knew what he wanted to do. So that's right. Where it's genuine and authentic, which is so critical, as we know, G-Money, in this world, it has to be grounded in authenticity. It the genuineness.
Yep. It's funny. It's so funny you say that, right? Because I've had so many conversations with so many celebrities that are like, hey, like, what is this NFT stuff? Somebody's like telling me I should do an NFT. And then like I sit down and I explain it to them. And a lot of times it's funny because like halfway through or like maybe like 30, 40 minutes in, they're like, so what are you trying to sell me? And I'm like, nothing. I'm like, I just want you to be successful when you do it, right? Because I know a lot of people are going to come at you being like, oh, we should do this, we should do that, because they're seeing it as a paycheck, right? But like, and I tell them like, but if you don't care about it, then you're not going to be successful. Like you have to be passionate about it, you know? And if you, you know, and that to me is like the number one thing. Like whenever like I screen like for a celebrity project, I'm like, how involved are you going to be in this? How, you know, is this something where somebody just came to you and they're like, yeah, just slap your name on it. And, you know, then like, we're just going to do an NFT drop. Or is it something that you actually care about and that because again, like, you know, I'm the type of person that if I'm going to put my name on something, it's going to be something that I really want it to be a proud for my body of work. Right. And you just see that a lot, you know, when a lot of times when celebrities come into the space. So
we've run from those projects too. And it wasn't really about, obviously we wanted to do a Tony Hopkins project, mm-hmm. but it was so grounded in what he wanted to do. And by the way, and Tony, I'm going to let you speak here in a second. He's so inspirational, you know, where he's giving the Nike phrase of just do it. But the truth is that I think he's setting out here at 84 and showing this Web3 community and this unbelievable technology behind the blockchain that, hey, look, I'm 84 years old. I see where this can go. And I have an opportunity to expose my work to a whole new number, a brand new audience, but you do too. And that's the thing that I think we all love about Web3 and this community that we're trying to build is that it is so inclusive. It was never to be an exclusive project, more of an exclusive collection, but we really want to spread this because that's how we're all going to grow this together.
Well, it's you know, there used to be the buzzwords, follow your bliss, follow your passion, all that. But it's true. You have to be passionate about life, really. Passionate about everything. Just and as an artist, as a scientist, as a technician, whatever it is, be passionate about it. And involved for the new future. Because life is harsh. Mm-hmm. And we can be beaten down by it, and you know, we are many times. But you passionately get up and start again, just move forward, just keep moving forward. And that's what has been the theme of my later life, of the last, I suppose, 20 years or 15 years of really being passionate about being alive and creating as much as I can. I'm going to write some more music now, and I've been painting this afternoon, for example, not because I want to, it's just something to do, to see what I can discover within myself. People may think that's crazy, but that's what I do because I believe it.
Right.
And that I think is so much the message, G Money, that we want to all put out into the Web3 blockchain NFT community. I mean, that's what we're all trying to do.
Right. Yeah. And so I don't mean to segue, but I just realized that I didn't ask Dave and Dante, I didn't ask how you guys first heard about NFTs and what your background was and, you know, what was the catalyst to start Orange Comet?
Yeah. Thanks, Jimmy. I'll start it. My background is in intelligent film, as I mentioned. You know, I've been producing since the late 90s, and I started doing music shows and award shows on network television, NBC, ABC, and Fox. And I was writing and selling some scripts here and there, but I got sidetracked and I got interested in unscripted reality television back in the early days. And it's interesting because just like Web3 and NFT, I still feel we're in the first inning of this. And I was recognizing that even back, you know, then in the early 2000s, it was the first inning of reality television. So it attracted me to it. And I started to produce and I created The Biggest Loser, which is the weight loss series that ran on NBC. And Sylvester Stallone and I put on Netflix's first unscripted show. And I was here in the pandemic, had a lot of shows that got shut down as we were waiting, just much like Tony was, you know, doing zero contact during the pandemic. We were all trying to think about, you know, what we were going to do and how we can get our creativity out there. And I started to look into the blockchain and I knew about NFTs years ago and I was reading about it and I was fascinated by it. And Dante and I have worked together for about close to 17 years as my chief creative officer on our television projects. And what we really looked at was we thought, you know, if we could maybe bring what we thought we could, how we can be additive to this space by trying to bring storytelling basically into the world of NFTs and, you know, and a creative vision, you know, could we help contribute? And that's really where we started to put it all together. And we went out and started to do meetings around town and try to do projects that we felt like we were passionate about. Because again, as Tony has said, and you've said, this has to be passion driven. If you're not so into it, and if you don't believe in it, you can't execute it. And so the first call I obviously made was to Dante, and we built the company from there. Dante, I'll just let you chime in on that.
Yeah, I'll give you my side of things, and I'll be very brief. Now, my background is both in sort of motion design, visual effects, and the technology side. In fact, before Dave and I started working together, I was involved in sort of Web 2 or Web 1.0. Since the dot-com boom, I got started in sort of all these sort of webtrepreneur companies, tech startups, software design, all sorts of digital things, and then worked in the ad agency space for many years. So I was sort of, from a technical background, always marrying design. When I got into visual effects, motion graphics, 3D design, I worked sort of in the entire sort of gamut of TV and ran into Dave. We started working together. We've been working together on many of the shows that he mentioned. Over the years, though, as I started figuring out things about, you know, all these new things that were coming up, Web3, crypto, which were a little sort of, in the beginning, you're sort of like, they're like buzzing around your ear and you're like, is this interesting? Is this the next thing? Should I really be spending time on it? But from a creator side, and you're going to agree with this too, when during the pandemic, when we really started to kind of think about it and put more time into it, I figure I spend my whole life preparing for this. I know about tech. I know about design. I know about 3D. I had a company called Metavera in 1999. We were doing crazy virtual installations, which back then were done with Macromedia Director. It was this kind of, you know, really primitive versions of a metaverse. But we were thinking about that. And I was in Boston with musicians and artists and MIT guys. So we were kind of on the fringe of things, messing around. And I feel like this is the culmination where now such a nascent industry, we came into it pretty ready because it's very hard to scale creative. It's very hard to put teams together, very hard to produce, not as an artist. As an artist, you can do whatever you want at any time. But when you're talking about dealing with IP owners, contracts, agreements, we came into it ready with a background in production, with a background in sort of the the advertising world, the production world, but now all doors are open. I love being authentic and putting some integrity into a piece of commissioned work, which is the hardest thing to do. How do you put your signature on something you were sort of asked to build, right? And we love to say, we're proud to say, when we show our creative, when we show it in pitches, we're always saying, listen, guys, we try to be we try to honor the original work as much as possible. We put our heart and passion into it. And at the end of the day, you know, there's, you know, we're all futurists and we're all trying to learn here. So that's my brief history and how we got together.
And I just want to say one last thing, G-Money. Look, right now, you know, we're in this crypto winter bullshit. And I like what's going on personally, because I want to see real projects with real players, with real passionate people, and grow this Web3 with this incredible technology of the blockchain behind it. And the only way to do that, because I feel like we're in part two of the dot-com era of the 90s, where you would wake up every single day and it's like, hey, milk.com, beer.com, buyasofa.com. And that shit went away. And real players and real unicorns thrived. And that's where we are right now in this industry. Right, Tony? You know, Hollywood is exactly the same. There's, you know, it's...
Yeah. No, it's not.
Go ahead. No, say it.
No. You go on.
Well, because look, I mean, just like G-Money, we need... What this technology can do is going to change the world. We know it. Our driver's licenses, our passports, our title, it's all going to be on the blockchain. But from an artistic standpoint and from a way to grab and engage fans, the work has to be spectacular. You have to feel it. You have to engage a fan, whether it's a Sir Anthony Hopkins, amazing once in a lifetime, eternal collection, or anything else for that matter. It's got to grab you and you got to be excited about it. And that's how we're going to move this forward. It's the same thing doing an amazing movie, an iconic actor making an amazing movie, or writing an incredible song, G-Money, and performing that, or an amazing book. An NFT should be no different. It all should be the same. A best creative at the end of the day should win and take it all.
Right. I agree. And I guess with that, can you tell us some details around the launch of the Eternals?
I'll let Dante give you some specifics.
The launch will be in October. We're releasing a collection of 1,000 pieces, and within those 1,000 pieces, there will be 10 signature animations. You know, we like to put a lot of narrative into our pieces. These are the narrative stories for each archetype. For the remaining 990, they're going to be based on the 10 archetypes. So it'll be 99 pieces from each of the archetypes. This will be still images. They'll be unique, complete one of ones, each sort of vary from those 10. And there will be an auction, a one of one auction, which will be an amalgamation of the 10 archetypes, a longer edit of the animation, sort of the entire through line of the story put together. There will be a lot of...
And there's something special. There's some special utility that goes with that auction too, we have to say. And Tony has been very gracious, along with Stella, to give the one winning bid an opportunity to have an amazing, intimate lunch/brunch with the two of them. And so for me, you know, the opportunity to sit down with Anthony Hopkins and just hear and converse and learn from him and be inspired by him is the ultimate. You know, we know how important utility is in these projects, but sometimes they just feel shallow.
Here's the guy. These are my launching pads.
Here's the crew. Go ahead, Tony, introduce everyone.
Pilot, co-pilot, and landing engineer.
And all they did was light the fuse of my rocket and boom.
I love it. It takes a village.
It's like being a cake.
Hey, ¿cómo estás, Puerto Rico? ¿Cómo lo siento, hombre?
Yeah, no, todo se ve que todo va a estar. Todo va a estar bien, yo creo, pero necesitamos ayuda por el sur. Definitivamente.
Okay, we here, and we will contact you and see how we can support your country, your part. It's very, very tragic. Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you.
We are the team here.
This is the Cape Canaveral launching pad, and they lit the fuse.
Thank you, G Money.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dante.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. I mean, that's incredible. Like, talk about utility. I think that, you know, having the chance to sit down with Tony, I think, is incredible for whoever wins that. The is there other things around the other holders holding the rest of the Eternal?
Well, one of our friend Bernie Human has got me to play the voice of God for the opening of a hotel in Vegas.
Oh, that's incredible!
Yeah,
one of those big shows. So Bernie was over here a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he's going to be doing that. Tony's going to be doing that.
I love it. That's
the voice. But I want to just tell you, I want to say one other thing that's coming with this, G, because there's a lot of utility. Mm-hmm. Tony has an amazing coffee table book featuring all of his artwork. Not all of it, but, you know, many of his pieces in there. And we're going to be giving signed copies to lucky winners of that as well. So he's going to be, it's called Dreamscapes is the art book. Mm-hmm. And so I have a copy of it. He sent it to me. Dante has a copy of it graciously, and it's spectacular. Again, even for the non-auction, this is just part of the 1,000 piece collection. We're going to be giving the chance away to give many of those books autographed from Tony himself.
Amazing.
That came from Tara and that's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
It's amazing. Dante, were you going to say something? I cut you off.
No. I was going to talk about the Dreamscapes book, which is fantastic. I was just looking at it actually right now. Here's the infomercial part of it. There's the book.
yeah, look at that cover.
I love it. It's great.
It's beautiful. So, and it's nice to have sort of something tangible. You know, it's a beautiful book, and Tony's art is amazing. And we, you know, we love spending some time with it, I have to tell you.
Yeah, no, I love it. You know, I want to be cognizant of time because I know we started a few minutes late. But before I get you guys out of here, Tony, you know, I meant to ask this at the top, but I wanted to kind of thank you for that at the beginning. But you've played such iconic characters throughout your career. If you could choose a favorite role, which one would it be? And can you share any insights as to why with our audience?
Oh. I'm not sure, really. I don't know if I'm comfortable because Hannibal Lecter was 30 years ago. Okay, well, it changed my life to a point. But I don't want to dwell on that because, you know, I've done some other roles which were very important to me. And especially this last one, The Ninth Train, or One Life, as it's called. But actually, I've got several favorites.
What are they, Tony? I want to hear them.
Okay. I'm sure we
want
to hear them all.
Thor. No, the Remains of the Day. Okay, Thor. But Remains of the Day, The Father, Silence of the Lambs, of course. And so many of this, King Lear, which I did a few years ago, which I wanted to do again at my crumbling age of 78 then it was. And I thought, right, I'm ready to do it. And then The Two Popes with Jonathan Pryce. Now this one. Yeah, this one's a really powerful piece about the Holocaust and the saving of many children. And we had a time in the studio here on location near Windsor where that came to be when we had the descendants of all the survivors. But anyway, that's all. I suppose, okay, what's the part? Okay, Lecter. But he was an icon. I don't know how it came up with that. I'm not that man, by the way. But, you know, I'll give you the reason. When I sent the script 30-odd years ago, I said to my agent, is it an offer? He said, yeah. And as soon as I read it, I knew how to do it. I don't know how I knew so clearly how to do it. Maybe that's buried deep within me. But I'm not Hannibal Lecter. But he was something I understood. Immediately I read it. And those dark ones I really understand, which in a way is a healthy one because you're confronting something dark in oneself, you know. I don't want to get psychological about it. But that's what I do. That's my trade. And my trade is now to sift through very quickly, gather all the information I need to recreate. And but I'm always me. I'm nobody else. I don't become those people. But I can recreate them and just express them. And that's my skill, I guess. But that's the archetype.
Okay. It makes sense. But yeah, you know, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. I'm sure everybody, it's amazing how many messages I got after you posted that audio saying, hi, G Money.
You have?
When I
tweeted. Tony Hopp?
Tony
Hopp with the trademark?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. TonyHopp.eth. Make sure we edit before before you go live. Before this episode goes live, but I know
A-Hop.
Yeah,
we really appreciate it, G-Money.
You got a lot of responses, have you?
Yeah.
Good, I like that.
Yeah, I did. I you know, I know. Listen, you're such an icon. You know, in the zeitgeist on planet Earth. You know, and so you know, I think when somebody as iconic as yourself comes into the space, and especially like in an authentic manner, I think people are going to get excited, you know. So I'm really looking forward to what you guys are working on. I'm looking forward to the project. I think it'll be great, and really looking forward to it. What for people that want to find out more and stay up to date on the projects, what's the best place for them to go?
I think you should go visit AnthonyHopkinsNFT.com, and to learn about us, you just go to OrangeComet.com. You'll find out about a lot of projects, especially Mr. Hopkins.
Hey, G Money, before we let you go, I just want to give you the props. You're doing an amazing job out there, and congratulations on all your success. And we really appreciate you having us on and giving us the opportunity and the platform to talk about this amazing project.
Grateful to be part of this. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. And everybody from Mit One, thank you for listening in. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you very much.